A landmark petition spearheaded by former PM Kevin Rudd has called for a royal commission into media diversity and the Murdoch press. And this petition has exceeded over 500,000 signatures. This week, Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young put her support behind the cause by pushing a motion through the Senate calling for an inquiry on this issue. 2CR's Tina Quinn spoke with the senator about why she decided to put her support behind the issue and perhaps the unlikely alliance of Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull.
Senator, it was your motion in the Senate this week that has now resulted in a forthcoming inquiry into media diversity in this country. This comes after former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's landmark petition and campaign calling for a royal commission into the issue. Why did you and Greens leader Adam Bandt decide to get behind this?
Well, it's quite clear that Australia's media landscape has changed drastically over the last 5 to 10 years. It looks nothing like it used to. Both the business models of media agencies have fallen away significantly. The reduction of advertising and the impact of the big tech companies and platforms like Google and Facebook. But also, while this has all been happening, of course, the concentration of ownership of media agencies across the country has continued to become more and more concentrated. It's no surprise to anyone that News Corporation in Australia has just continued to exert their influence over the Australian media landscape. And it was quite clear, seeing from the huge public reaction to Kevin Rudd's petition, calling for an inquiry into media diversity, calling for this to be investigated, looked at, including the influence, of course, on political debate and democracy that this current landscape means. 500,000 Australians signed the petition, and I think that means our parliament needs to respond. Now, the government was never going to agree to a royal commission. Even the Labor Party haven't actually agreed with Kevin Rudd. But at the very least, the parliament needs to respond. And so this is an ability for the parliament to respond, to take those concerns of Australians seriously and to do an investigation.
You mentioned that both the Labor and Liberal parties haven't officially expressed support for a royal commission or Senate inquiry. Although this issue has brought together some strange bedfellows in Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull, what do you make of these two former prime ministers, both from different sides of the aisle, forming somewhat of an alliance on this issue?
Look, I think that says a lot, the fact that Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull have been able to come together on this issue. And they have both, as prime ministers, as leaders in this country, experienced what media ownership really means and the impact that has on the access to news, the political influence that this has, and ultimately the outcome for public debate on issues that we have to consider on a daily, weekly, monthly basis here in Parliament. So I think it's a really good alliance from them, a really fascinating one, and something that deserves to be to be inquired into further. I think the fact that both Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull are prepared to speak out means that the rest of the parliament, well, we've got to do our job now.
Do you think we might see more examples of this sort of bipartisanship from our politicians going forward? It certainly shows what can be done when the politics of political parties is actually put aside.
Look, I think what it shows is that sometimes you don't just have to be opposing the other person's idea just because they happen to come from a different side of politics. And actually, when it is the state of Australians' access to good quality, truthful news and information, it's essential, in fact, that it doesn't matter what side of politics you're on, and you're prepared to stand up and make sure there is a diversity of views being represented out in the public domain. It shouldn't actually be a matter of political party politics. It should be a matter of what is good for democracy.
Mr. Rudd said he spearheaded this petition to begin a national conversation around the Murdoch press, which he claims is a cancer on our democracy. Do you think the majority of the spotlight will be fixed firmly on the Murdoch press during this inquiry?
I think by virtue of the huge concentration that Murdoch and news corporation have on Australia's media landscape, there will be a huge focus and a significant focus on them, because they do overwhelmingly own the majority of Australia's media. We do need to discuss that. We do need to consider what that means, not just what that means in terms of democracy and political debate and the coverage of issues, but also what does that mean for the access of to access to good quality local journalism. So if you live in rural and regional Australia, you should be able to have access to news that is important and relevant to that community. But because of the changing landscape of Australia's media, business models collapsing, it means that it's only the big corporations that are able to survive. And that means a more centralised collection of news, a more centralised collection of reporting, which often means then that local communities will never get their voice heard.
What do you hope a Senate inquiry into media diversity and the Murdoch Press will achieve? What's your ideal outcome?
Well, like how Kevin Rudd has described that this is an important conversation and a debate that we need to have as a nation, I hope that this inquiry can both expose the weaknesses of the current system and the dangers of just letting things go on the way they are, and what the solutions need to be put on the table, and whether that is suggestions of making sure there isn't such a concentration of media, whether it is supporting smaller and independent players, that there is a diversity. There's a number of different options and solutions. It just depends on what is best for dealing with this issue. I really hope that, along with raising the issue of debate, actually this committee and this inquiry can come up with some solutions.
There's been great crossbench support for further funding for community broadcasting in Australia. Is that something you would continue to support as well?
Well, absolutely. I think what we're seeing happen is that it is big media corporations that have hoovered up smaller players, and now what we're left with is a hugely concentrated media landscape, and they're big media companies or corporations. They're run out of head office, and what the stories that they find are interesting and fit their narrative, often a political narrative or an ideological narrative, are then spewed out into the regions and into local communities. Now, that might work in terms of dominance and control, but it doesn't work in feeding the interests of the community to have access to news that is relevant and content that is relevant to them. I think there is a huge role in community broadcasting and a huge role for community broadcasters in a landscape that is so highly concentrated and centralised from a headquarters in Sydney.
Lastly, do you think this could in fact lead to a royal commission into media diversity in this country?
Look, I don't know. Obviously, the government has to appoint a royal commission. I think it will depend on how this inquiry goes, what we're able to uncover, what we're able to put on the table in terms of solutions. I am heartened by the fact that there is genuine interest from senators from all sides in this process, in this inquiry. And I think there's going to be a push to really make this inquiry one that is effective. If at the end of that process there is a view of the committee that there should be a royal commission to take it forward, well, that might be one result. But I'm actually really interested in the Parliament coming up with some solutions, because the current state of Australia's media is dire. We've got newsrooms closing almost on a weekly basis. We've got journalists being laid off. And all the while, big tech companies are sucking up content and pretending that it is that's all that's available. Local news is being lost, community news is being lost, and there is very little oversight as to what is the difference between ideological opinion and fact-based public interest journalism.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tina.
That was Senator Sarah Hanson-Young speaking there with Tina Quinn.